The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, it's a Foxconn Wednesday edition. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Hey, welcome to the con, Crudy. It's like the Sting without the good music. Rich, working hard, man. Thank you for that. Going back in the time machine. Sorry to dump all that on you late. Of course, our fair audience, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. It's a political party. I swear we've had this conversation before.
Dominic, the president of the United States. I mean the current president, not the one they... Not the criminal defendant they call president in court. Joe Biden in Studevant, Wisconsin. And I traveled to Studevant, Wisconsin today, Dom.
How's your day, Crudy?
It's been not my most efficient day. I'll just put it
no,
that way.
No. But don't, the good news is I know you always look for an irritation. Were you successful today?
Oh, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
Mostly with you. Don't push buttons.
Yeah, no,
today is not the day. Don't push buttons.
I'm glad I can be your muse, Michael.
Yes. You are a muse.
You,
Daddy.
You.
So I'll tell the story of Studevant a little bit later in the day. Let's start today. Reminiscing. Go in the Wayback Machine. Let's look at how the state of Wisconsin got screwed by Scott Walker's political ambition, and in this case, and he screwed us in many ways, canceled the high-speed rail, didn't accept the federal broadband expansion money, hell, didn't expand the federal Medicaid, despite the fact it would have been so much better for so many Wisconsinites. You know, a lot of things he was opposed to, especially those attached to the former president, I mean Barack Obama now, had big issues with Barack. But the wanker, as he was seeking re-election, the 2018 campaign, it was ahead on the horizon, and he was a failed presidential candidate in 2015, right? And this would be
0.0. Yeah, it didn't work out too well for him. In fact, remember when he got out, he was clearing the decks for someone more conservative to come and take on the Trumpster.
What'd you say about Scott Walker at the time? Donald Trump did what to him?
Oh, put a cigarette out on his ass.
Yes. I've always liked that very colorful analogy. So Donald Trump crushed Scott Walker, and Scott Walker came limping, you know, tail between his legs back to air quote govern the state of Wisconsin.
I mean, he was doing it for like 15 minutes a day when he was on the presidential campaign trail. Why would he have to come back and start governing?
I'm not clear, but he tried to do it. And he tried to win re-election in 2018. And we don't call him Governor Walker these days, do we?
He had a couple of problems, Crudy, and one of them, which I recall, he never quite got up to meeting his one promise to the Wisconsin citizens.
Divide and conquer?
50,000 new jobs. 250,000 new jobs. And maybe more if my policies get enacted. Yeah. Remember, he was the jobs guy. 250,000 jobs at a minimum. He said it over and over and over for years and years and years. And when he came back and after the presidential, well, he had to do something to get some of those jobs, Crudy. Didn't work out for him too well.
No. The state of Wisconsin woefully underperformed its neighbors and the nation during Scott Walker's reign. And, you know, the promise to divide and conquer us. Well, that wasn't so much a public campaign promise, although he did say it in front of a TV camera to the widow Hendricks, of course.
But he said it very softly. You know, we're gonna divide and conquer.
First, we're going to take on the public sector unions, and then eventually the private sector unions. And he did, right to work. You know, first he lied about in 2014, don't want right to work on my plane, on the credenza, down the hallway, the Duvon, all he did was name furniture and places. He was not wanting to see that bill hit. But as soon as he won re-election in 2014, as soon as he was inaugurated in 2015, obviously with big presidential ambitions, dreams of being the next Ronald Reagan in his heart and mind, Dom, God inspired him, he claimed. And he went out there and he signed right to work. And he turned around, of course, and pivoted and ran off to Iowa and failed as a presidential candidate after 71 days. But, you know, it was a long year because he had a shadow campaign before that. But he came back a fallen, crushed man, crying into his pillow each and every night, September 21st, 2015, the nail in his political coffin. But he didn't know it yet. And he desperately wanted to cling on to relevance and power here in the state of Wisconsin, being the wanker that he was. So he found a Hail Mary, Dom, and it was Foxconn, this foreign corporation. They manufacture stuff, and sure, they got a bad history with workers being entrapped into factories and workers committing suicide. It's such a terrible, when your workplace is so bad, you're killing yourself.
They put up nets.
So these suicide people, what, couldn't disrupt the workflow?
I guess. Not changing, you know, work environment or anything like that. No, just put up some nets and get back to work. Yes, Foxconn. They made lots of promises around the world that never came to fruition. Some have, of course, but that was, you know, just didn't matter. It was a political promise that he was willing to shepherd.
Well, let's not forget the Foxconn people. Well, they were trying to be in the good graces of tariff-happy Donald Trump, the newly elected president, right? China. Trump didn't like China. Well, I know it's a Taiwanese company, but you know how Trump is with foreign policy, doesn't distinguish. So Foxconn was trying to get in their good graces. So they kind of did this blind box bidding. They pitted states against each other. And Scott Walker was more than willing to sell the entire state of Wisconsin down the river twice over.
Oh, twice on Sunday. An unlimited straw into Lake Michigan as well. Let's not forget that.
That was problematic, a problematic part of the compact. But, you know, it promised such a big payoff in Scott Walker's telling. Re-election, right? That was the goal, re-election. So he made this deal for the state of Wisconsin, air quotes, because I never signed off on it. But he made this deal for the people of Wisconsin on the back of a cocktail napkin, effectively. And he put his gumption on it. And he told the Republican legislature, benefited greatly by the big gerrymander, he said, go pass this piece of crap because it's my last best shot at getting reelected in 2018.
What was the back of the napkin deal? What were the terms, if you recall?
Well, we would give them billions. And they would give us the promise of jobs. And that was the deal. I mean, Foxconn got the benefit of like $4 billion in public investment in the infrastructure, which was nearly $1 billion. I mean, hell, they eminent domain people off their property. They cleared the land for these people. That, of course, never really actually carried through. And if you'll recall, during the campaign, because Scott Walker, you know, still trying to make this one pay off. Him and Mr. Foxconn, Mr. Wu, they must have come together and come up with this scheme. Not only was Foxconn going to impact the southeastern part of Wisconsin, because, you know, outstate, even here in Madison, not a lot of appetite for this massive public expenditure on a foreign corporation with a cloudy promise of lots of jobs.
13,000 jobs.
And the well-paying jobs that we were promised about, I was in that Capitol building about a block from where I sit right now here in Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin State Capitol, and I was in the assembly parlor when the assembly speaker, Robin Voss, came out there. Very first press conference, the Foxconn press conference. Grudy dropped his ass in the front row, and I listened, and they promised us well-paying $13 an hour jobs. That was the $4 billion investment. Now, when they first told it, when Scott Walker was telling it, these jobs were supposed to be well-paying. You know, engineers, $100,000 a year jobs. And when Scott Walker told about it next, he kind of made up some generation. It was going to be an 8.5 generation. Something Scott grabbed out of his ass. And he's talking about how they're going to build this factory for the future, massive LCD screens.
You mean the first revision of the big LCD screen factory, the 10th gen.
What about when they decided it was going to be a fish farm? Because that was also one of the ongoing proposals put forth, you know, because whatever the plan was that Scott Walker put on the back of the napkin and we, the people of Wisconsin, cleared the land for, kicked people in Mount Pleasant off their land and used eminent domain and invested $750 million, I believe, in infrastructure. And what happened to Foxconn, Tom?
They built that little shiny ball thing down there. There is a building there. And I drive by Milwaukee. They have a Foxconn building, primarily empty, to my understanding. Maybe some sublease tenants in the building in Milwaukee. But other than that, I'm not sure what's happening.
But Foxconn was going to move Wisconsin to the 21st century.
I promise. Yeah, man.
Donald Trump came here. I mean, him and Reince Priebus on an Air Force One looking out. Oh, that'd be a good place for a factory, he claims.
Good spot.
Yeah. Good spot for a factory. Okay, let's build Foxconn. And what Trump call it, the eighth wonder of the world. Well, Joe Biden, he's here in Wisconsin today, and he's delivering new governmental promises, Tom. Promises of fame and fortune for the southeastern Wisconsin region.
I've heard it all before, man.
I was in Studevant today. I've got a story. This is a new, I've got a photo. I took a picture of the water tower just to prove I was there. The Joe Biden appearance right before, right below this glorious Studevant water tower. A lot of union people, about 200 in attendance. But yours truly was not one of them. Not because I wasn't there, but because they wouldn't let me in. I got a lot of problems with you people today. You ask me, am I irritated? Yeah. More Devil's Advocates. I got stories for you people.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day to us all. Feel free to join us anytime on the line at 844-967-2789. We love it when you tell us stories. Crudy's got some stories.
Well, today we're going to tell the story of Foxconn. For those that don't know it as well as we do, we've got some sounds. Scott Walker, Donald Trump, a whole cavalcade of stars, Dom. But let me tell you about my experience today as a working journalist going to cover the President of the United States. Very proud every opportunity when the President comes. Crudy's like the front row Joe. I'm signing up. I'm going, right? And I don't mean just the current President. Hell, I was in Waukesha, Donald Trump, last Wednesday. So don't think I just play one side. But today, Dom, I woke up. Nice day, you know, compared to the earlier weather we had had. Very stormy in the area. Hail, rain, terrible weather last night. But today, a glorious morning. And I woke up and my wife's returning. She's been on a trip for a week, so I'm, you know, doing some last-minute scurrying, trying to clean up the house a bit. We've got no clean towels, so I did a little laundry last night. I'm even doing good folding domestic stuff, folding towels so the boys can take showers. They won't stink when mom gets home. And fed the dogs, hustled my ass out the door. I'm driving to Studevant. And the GPS tells me it's a 1 hour and 45 minute drive. And I'm like, excellent. That gives me 15 minutes to spare. Because if you've ever been to a presidential level event before, and I have, in fact, recently, a couple times, you get there and it's hurry up and wait. Once you get through security, it's like getting through TSA. You get to the airport, they say, get there 2 hours early. And it seems like it takes too long to get through TSA. But once you're in, you're in. And then you sit around and you wait. And it takes forever. Well, that's very similar to a presidential level event because they've got lots of people to pass through security. So I'm thinking 15 minutes, adequate. That's all I need. And I've never really, really seen them close it down on time. And I'm like, I'm an efficient driver. Well, there was a little road construction, but I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I get into Milwaukee. I'm on 994. I'm taking the Milwaukee route. And I get to basically where you turn south. And there are sheriffs, and they have closed down the highway. Because apparently, the presidential motorcade has beat me to this place in the road. Joe Biden's running early this morning, Dom. So they force feed me north on 43. If you're familiar with Milwaukee, 43 is not on the way to Studevant, not going north. So I get fired to the north. Siri tells me, get off here. So I get off like three exits to the north. And I drove back all the way to Studevant through the city. Back roads, city roads, did what I had to do because the interstate shut. So I get down to Studevant. And I'm thinking, man, I'm really cutting this close now because what was 15 minutes of cushion, I'm now running at least 30 minutes late.
Ooh. And what was the press? What time was this supposed to go off, or you were supposed to be in the room?
Joe Biden's giving his speech, anticipated 11:45. That's what the program said. Crudy anticipated arrival time 10:45.
All right. Yeah.
Closed the room supposedly to media at 11. But you know how it goes. And when has Joe Biden ever been on time, right? That's kind of what I was thinking. I've never been so wrong in my life. Not only did I have the inconvenience and the going out of my way, so then I get down to Studevant and I can see the event. Not a lot of protesters, you know, no pro-Palestinian protesters nowhere that I could see. And one guy on a corner holding a sign, welcome to Racine, Joe Biden. Couldn't tell which way he went. You know, he kind of looked stubborn and surly, like he's a Trumpster, but can't really tell. Maybe it's
can't tell. Just, that's right. You
just
don't
been
know.
Standing out there a long time, and that's his resting face. Who knows?
So no Biden flags being sold on the side of the road. No Confederate flags. Nothing like that.
Nope. So. But lots of cops, police officers, and the first one. Oh, I'm gonna have to see your credentials. I'm like, here they are. He said, no. The actual credentials. Meaning, I guess, what the campaign, what the president, what the White House has sent me. I'm like, here it is, proud. I'm on that list. Showed it to him. Excellent. He said, you can't park here. He said, see way down the road there? He said, you could try down there, but don't park on the road. I said, yes, sir. So I tried like a mile down the road. And I parked. I'm like, oh, this is not helping with the timing of this event. And so, you know, I'm getting my steps. I'm speed walking. At least I'm feeling good because glorious day and the weather's good.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, right.
You know, I'm getting a brisk walking because I'm humping. I'm
Earl would be very proud of you. Pretty.
Speed walking. I'm just, yeah. I'd be dragging Berkeley. He wouldn't be able to keep up my fat dog. The other one would be fine, but Berkeley, he'd be dragging because I was speed walking. And I see this police officer just giving the old tip of the cap. Let me through. I still got about 3/4 of a mile from him. So it's maybe a mile, mile and a half. I should check my steps. I'm well over 5,000 already, or 10,000 already, I suspect, Dom. But I get all the way to the front of the venue. They're at community college, and they're in the auditorium. A couple hundred people in the room. Secret Service says, oh, you're not getting in there. I said, what do you mean? I'm on the list. I got credentialed. He said, you know, the campaign, they closed the room. At 10 o'clock. I'm like, at 10 o'clock? It says open till 11. Not, you know, minding the fact it's past 11:30 at this point. And he said, you know, I feel like the moose out front should have told me, Dom. So I looked up and I see Studevant on the water tower. I did take a photo just to prove I did, in fact, make the trip. I am claiming the mileage one way or the other. It's a write-off, Jerry.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know, if I didn't hurry up and get the hell out of there, I was going to get stuck in the presidential motorcade backwash. They're going to close the highway. I'm not going to be able to get back past Mitchell through Milwaukee back to Madison. So I effectively listened in real time on a live stream to Joe Biden giving a speech. Also, the president of Microsoft Corporation, Brad Smith, he's a fair public speaker. He doesn't tell a story like me, but I'm just telling you. So anyways,
then he was in the room.
I got some steps, got a little sun maybe. And, you know, yes, today I am irritated. And as I walked away, as I turned my back on the Secret Service, you know, I had disdain. And I said, F Joe Biden. I didn't mean it, but I said it.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, a Foxconn Wednesday Edition. Now, President Joe Biden was in Studevant down in the Foxconn area, Dom. That was supposed to be the eighth wonder of the world, according to the former president, Donald Trump. Defend on Trump, as I like to call him. But Dom, little of the coverage and your calls as well. They're always welcome here. 844-967-2789. And we do have sound of the president. I think we should start with the guy who's here now and then go down memory lane, Dom.
Okay.
So President Biden touted Microsoft's Racine County comeback project, and he contrasted it with the Foxconn failure of Donald Trump and Scott Walker and all you Republicans and a few Dems that even Don wants to chastise. Dateline Studevant, President Joe Biden on Wednesday, that's today, Don, touted Microsoft's planned $3.3 billion investment in the Mount Pleasant data center is a product of his administration's economic growth agenda, contrasting it with the unfulfilled promise of the neighboring Foxconn International Holdings development deal that was negotiated during Donald Trump's presidency. That was Walker's big pitch, right? Biden joined Microsoft President Brad Smith and Governor Tony Evers Wednesday at the Gateway College Integrated Manufacturing and Engineering Technology Center. I was just outside there today, Dom.
Announce
the expansion of Microsoft's data server complex, and the tech giants plan to add some 2,000 permanent jobs over time. The new value of the development is more than three times what was announced a little more than a year ago when Microsoft signed its first deal to buy land in the village of Wisconsin's Innovation Park. Biden said Microsoft's development is a comeback story, playing out across Wisconsin and the nation, and stands in contrast to the 2017 efforts of Trump and state Republican officials to bring Foxconn to Mount Pleasant. Now, Microsoft is building its data center on the land that Foxconn was initially expected to use for a $10 billion. It was never 10. I mean, no one ever believed it. It was 9 before it even hit the press release. $10 billion LCD manufacturing plant that Trump touted as the eighth wonder of the world. Neither the investment nor the 13,000 jobs Foxconn promised materialized. I think we've got the president. Let's play some of the sound of Joe Biden from today. If you would, Rich, get us started. President Joe Biden, welcome to Wisconsin.
Thank you. Hello, Wisconsin.
As a candidate, that's how you want to be greeted, Dom. Four more years. Joe Biden took the stage a efficient speech, much more efficient than Crudy's day. Yeah. Joe Biden, let's just go down the list. The next one from the president in Studevant, Wisconsin, earlier today over the lunch hour. Cut 7, please.
So far, we've created $866 billion in private sector investment nationwide. Almost $1 trillion.
$1 trillion. Encouraged by a multitude of legislation, some bipartisan, including the what? The IRA bill.
Yeah.
Well, there are multiple infrastructure bills. More from President Joe Biden. Golden shovels. Cut eight. Me?
Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
He's talking about Foxconn and the Hail Mary back the napkin deal made by Scott Walker, endorsed by Donald Trump, the eighth wonder of the world. Hardly one more from Biden, talking about his predecessor. Cut nine.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch.
Not on his watch. Well, the area's back. There is new investment. There is new private investment. And, you know, the federal government certainly making investment, trying to bring along private capital. But this doesn't sound like the grandiose deal that had the taxpayers of the great state of Wisconsin on the hook for $4 billion, Dom, that never materialized a bupkis.
I got to tell you, though, man, it's an election year. It's a president coming to town with a state governor talking about creating all these jobs with new technology on the exact same site. Now, granted, I mean, I think Microsoft, in my opinion, has a better record than Foxconn. Of course, Foxconn makes the iPhone, so it's not like they don't do things, but they also make lots of promises that don't work too well sometimes. So, similar industry. And then I'm thinking, AI, man. You ever see Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, is Wisconsin going to be the center of everything all the time? Because I'm thinking Skynet's going to get developed down in Racine, man. Ugh. But in an election year, I'm very cautious about believing promises made to us by politicians. We have some sound, I believe, Rich, also, of Scott Walker, the other governor. Remember Scott Walker when he was pushing this thing? He had some things to say about it. He was very supportive. And I believe that originally this was, 2017? And over the course of the next few years, he was interviewed locally by Mike O'Shea. He was on some national programs over the next couple of years. And he's, the promise of the grandiose jobs and investment, well, of course, it wasn't coming to fruition. So the tenor and the tone and the topics and the agreements changed over time. Let's throw a little bit out there. Let's hear Scott Walker. I think what cut number one, please, Rich.
Foxconn will help Wisconsin win the 21st century.
It did not.
It didn't. So that didn't happen, right? So when he got up there and said that was not coming true. I wouldn't say it was a lie because he didn't know it, but you have to infer things sometimes. And when people tell you things over and over and over and over again that don't come to fruition, perhaps you should cease believing or giving them the benefit of the doubt when they tell you something. Trump was on this thing too. We got a couple from Trump. Rich, if you would, please, let's hear cut number two.
And how is your new company that's opening up there doing, by the way? Are they doing okay? That was a big one. Foxconn is moving along, right?
It is not moving along. No, it is not doing okay.
No, not good. Not good. Well, I mean, it could be good now that Microsoft has come in and going to make the S turn into Shinola, perhaps. But, time will tell. One other one, the cut number three, if you would please, Rich.
Everybody wanted Foxconn. I hate to say it. If I didn't get elected, they wouldn't be in this country. They would not have done this in this country. I think you know that very well.
I do know that very well. This was an effort to get ahead of Chinese tariffs and make false promises that you were more than willing to believe, Trump. You and Scott Walker, very gullible.
And I don't even know if they even cared whether it happened or didn't happen. As long as the political message stuck, that's what was about. We're going to create jobs. It's going to be great. Elect me. Elect me. That's what it was about. Looking back at the wake, it doesn't matter. It's all about looking forward, moving Wisconsin forward. And then we made this one up. I remember cut number four. Let's play this one just for the people, if you would please, Rich.
Foxconn is dead.
Yes, thank you.
Now, that seems out of context, Tom. I don't remember.
All right, that may have been edited. It wasn't AI. You know, we did it back in the day, but this is a long time, man. So I have, over the course of the years, Kurt, of the show, I've, you know, kept dumping data into my next computer, my next laptop, So I got all this stuff from back when we've been doing the show. I got 13 years worth of stuff here. Scott,
see,
Walker,
I keep that all in my head.
Yeah, I cannot do that. On Mike Goucher, he was back when he was doing news here in the Milwaukee market.
Love Goucher.
Up front. Yeah, he's a good cat. Here was what Scott Walker had to say regarding Foxconn and, you know, the pushback from some of the Dems cut number, cut one against Scott Walker.
You've had any number of candidates say they're going to try and cut the deal, push back in the deal, get rid of the deal. You had one of the candidates, one of the attorneys running,
I
said
think that was
he
Matt
was going to wait and see and pounce on them if the contract in any way was not
maybe
done correctly.
Dana Walks.
I think they are going out of their way to say, to forecast, that if any one of them is elected governor, they want to find a way to cut Foxconn out of the deal. To me, the simple reality is if they didn't fulfill the commitments the state made, any company, I think, would be inclined to say, well, geez, we were offered a reasonable path for 13,000 jobs, for $10 billion of investment. I think worse than just the impact it could have on that company is what other company in America, what other company in the world would consider coming to this state if that's the kind of leadership that's going to be in place?
Well, we as a state would lose credibility, but as it happens, it's actually you that lacks credibility, Scott Walker, because no one cut Foxconn out of the deal. No one blocked them from carrying forth with their investment and redeeming the tax dollars that you negotiated on the back of a napkin. Foxconn screwed us, and you were a willing dupe.
He was part of it. He wasn't fooled by it. He was part of the conspiracy. That's my position. We have another one from Walker on Goucher. Let's do E, I believe it is, if you would please, Rich.
No, what they've said is they like the working relationship. They like the partnership. They like not just working Republicans. I mean, you look at people like Peter Barca, who really voted for his district, voted for the good-paying, family-supporting jobs there. They like that partnership. They're just confused. As you can imagine, anyone would be from outside of this state, certainly anywhere around the world, to think, hey, we're bringing all these jobs. These are all these states around the country wanted. We're really pushing to get those jobs. Why wouldn't somebody want those? And I think the simple reality is it's a political season. If it was a year from now, you'd be hearing Democrats as well as Republicans saying, this is amazing, biggest economic development project in the history of the state. And as we announced last Monday, phase one alone, there were over $100 million to 27 companies, of which 98% is going to Wisconsin-based companies, just in the first phase for companies in Black River Falls, in Seymour, in Brownsville, as well as in Racine. This is going to benefit people all over the state of Wisconsin.
He was lying to people all over the state of Wisconsin. He was casting a wide net with these lies. It's not just going to affect, remember this? Because there was some opposition. A lot of investment to benefit southeastern Wisconsin, but what about the rest of the state?
The entire state's on the hook for it if, you know, the locals can't come up with the money.
Weren't they going to build technology centers in Green Bay and Madison? And they bought some vacant buildings even, Don. They took that first step, and then they didn't. And then by 2023, they were selling off the vacant buildings. Scott Walker had big aspirations for that Foxconn deal, Dom.
Yeah, his aspiration was to get reelected, and that did not happen. And to the point of some people pushing back, yeah, you know, the BS meter was going off, Scott.
We were never fooled, would we?
It wasn't. It didn't. None of it made sense. It's in some respects, it's like the Trump stock right now. You know, the underlying financials don't make sense. Do we have time for Fox and Friends cut number Z? Scott Walker, now I believe this is the following year, maybe 2018. On the Fox and Friends. Actually, this is 2019. If you would please, let's hear what Scott Walker eventually had to say about it.
You said the number one issue was the economy. Famously, Foxconn, the company that makes that iPhone, announced they were going to open
after
a big plant.
Lost
and they're going to
hire
a whole bunch of people. And now, as they get closer to doing things there, it looks like maybe it's not quite as grand a plan as it was originally thought to be.
Well, their contract is pay for performance, so they only get tax credits if they actually deliver on it. I actually think eventually they're going to hire more than 13,000. They're just not at the pace at it right now, but I think eventually by the time they cut the ribbon next year, they'll be well on track towards hiring tens of thousands of people in good-paying, family-supporting jobs.
Did they even cut a ribbon? I mean, ribbon's cheap, just like Scott Walker's talk.
A lot of cheapness. So we also have some sound. We'll perhaps come back with Louis Wu on the other side. He was the liaison, I believe, between Foxconn. He was the guy on the ground here in Wisconsin.
He made the back of the napkin deal with Scott Walker?
Yeah. Man.
Why weren't we more thankful for that guy?
It never worked out the way they wanted it to. And he Scott Walker blames it on the politics and this. No, dude. No. You were BSing. People knew you were BSing. This thing never should have went down. Oh, is there something that could come out of this eventually with Microsoft? You know, keep your fingers crossed. But as you mentioned, Mr. Walker, we are in a political season, so I'm not going to hold my breath.
The chances that the Foxconn iteration was going to happen, be a home run, be a touchdown, about as good as the Lion chances of winning a Super Bowl this decade.
Come on, man.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Talk or text at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Joe Biden in the great state of Wisconsin trolling Donald Trump for the failures of Foxconn. I mean, it was a colossal failure, and it was Scott Walker. And it was Donald Trump. And I still don't think they've paid a proper price for the boonswoggle they tried to hoist upon the people of the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, I think this politics of failed and broken promises, I mean, that's exactly emblematic of the Trump presidency and, of course, Scott Walker's governance as well, because he never made good on the 250,000 jobs, even though he had 8 years instead of four.
I know, dude.
And now Microsoft making a $3.3 billion investment. Now, I know you're skeptical, Dom.
Come on, man. What?
You know, I Googled Microsoft Corporation and fails to build factory. And you know what? All it comes up is people complaining about Windows restarts. They never failed to build a factory as promised, Dom. Try Googling the same thing with the Foxconn.
No, I don't have that kind of time, Gertie.
They have been screwing states. I mean, this isn't even the first
states
time.
States and countries. Foxconn has, yes.
Foxconn. Yes, Foxconn had a history of making big promises, getting states to take all their dollars and promise investment. This would have been the biggest investment in a foreign corporation in this nation's history. That is the legacy of Scott Walker. Just want to remind the people.
And what about Donald Trump?
And as Donald Trump said, Peter Barca, right? What about our Democratic friends? The Racine mayor today, Corey Mason, was called out from the stage by President Joe Biden. Fine. Democratic politician. He voted for it. Peter Barca's running for Congress from the first CD. He left the assembly. He was the minority leader when the Foxconn got jammed through. But this was his backyard. He voted for it. Todd Onstead, union guy that became a state assembly rep, Democrat, he voted for it. Those guys either wanted jobs or investment development in their backyard. Dom, do you lump them all in with Walker?
You know, it's in this particular case, yes, it's terrible judgment. And I get it's in your backyard. I understand that. But you also had citizens of, you know, your constituencies, their houses bulldozed for an empty field, for an empty promise. You got to have, and you can be an ally and a friend of ours. And I like Peter Barca. Mason's a cool cat. I got nothing against them personally. I just generally support them. But if you're going to make a jackass decision like supporting something like Foxconn and going along with Trump and Walker just because it's in your backyard, then you're going to have to get a little grief from me every once in a while. And the grown-ass men, they can take it. That was a bad decision, period.
You tell me then why I'm still contributing my tax dollars to the Fiserv Forum in your backyard, man. Why do I got to pay for that? Scott Walker made his bad decision for the state of Wisconsin, failed to take the $250 million investment from the Menominee Indians, and instead put we, the taxpayers, on the hook. Was that a good deal? Cheaper to keep them? Come on, man. Dems went along with that, too, because otherwise Milwaukee's no longer a major league city.
And ultimately, that'll get paid off, right? It'll end. What? Right.
Well, the franchise owners have certainly gotten paid off handsomely for their investment in going to seek the public dollar.
All right. So I'm going to be clear here. Are you comparing the Fiserv Forum deal to Foxconn?
As a bad deal for the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin, both ways.
Actually there. They're actually playing in it.
Yes.
How's
that worked out the last two seasons?
Tax dollars are coming in and it'll eventually get paid off. Foxconn, not so much. Maybe with Microsoft's effort. So no, man, you don't get a pass. You do not get a pass. I don't get a pass. You don't get a pass. Rich doesn't get a pass. Nobody gets a pass. You went for it. It busted. You own it. You move on. You should have known when guys like Trump and Walker are peddling this thing. Now, hopefully, it'll end up being a different situation with Microsoft.
I just want to clarify, then you're giving Scott Walker all the credit for the retention of the Milwaukee Bucks, putting the taxpayers on the hook for $250 million, because that benefits me as a Wisconsinite here living in Madison, eventually in Washura County. That helps the hell out of me, right?
Sure.
No, it does not.
No,
it's a break even at best for state taxpayers.
$1 billion bridge up in northern Wisconsin help you, Crudy, personally? I mean, you can go down this line the whole time. End of the day, man, that bridge in northern Wisconsin is going to get built and commerce is going to go back and forth. Fiserv Forum is there. You can see. You can look at it.
That is not the same as public investment in a bridge.
There are success stories, and it could have been financed differently, certainly. But don't give people a pass because you're friends with them, man.
You think that's my problem? That I can't.
You have a problem with me calling people out because they're on our side. We're on the Dems side. We want them to. Of course, we want Peter Barker to win.
Right? Well, I didn't hear you calling the Dems out who signed off on the Fiserv Forum. Because guess what? Those of us that live outside of Milwaukee didn't give a rat's ass about Scott Walker's cheaper to keep him campaign. And while you crap on him with one side of your mouth, oh, Foxconn, stupid. But I'm okay with the Fiserv. Why? Because you go to concerts there?
Well, let's hear your opinion of the Dems who voted for Foxconn.
I would not have made the choice. However, if I lived in Mount Pleasant, if I represented the community, let's say I'm Corey Mason, I certainly probably would be given a pass for a $10 billion investment that's supposed to go in my backyard.
Yeah. How did you do your due diligence before your constituents lost their homes to eminent domain?
Well, what was the flip side of the equation, Dom? They could be against the Foxconn and a $10 billion investment in their backyard?
Yes, if it's a hoax, if it's fake, if it's fraud, abso-frickin-lutely, man. That's the point.
Well, I always suspected it was, Dom. Just like I always suspected the Iraq War was, but a hell of a lot of Americans signed off on that. And Foxconn, and this stupid stadium that we paid for. Come back, more Devils.